This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser, and our archives are always available at KJJR.com, and our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we're back with our annual meeting, or at least it feels that way. It's time for Toys for Tots. And in the studio today, the coordinator for Toys for Tots, Kelly Hamilton, and JB Mack. She is the assistant coordinator. And Kelly, let's start with you. For people who may not know you, tell us about yourself a little bit and how you got involved in Toys for Tots.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I have been the coordinator for Toys for Tots, Flathead Valley, for 3 years now. I've been involved with Toys for Tots since about 2006 between the Salvation Army and them, and it's been a really fun experience. This valley makes it happen. Jamie and I just coordinate what goes on, but the valley is truly how this program works.
Yeah, definitely. So what made you say, yes, I would like to be the coordinator?
See, we needed a coordinator for the Flathead Valley. We didn't have one when the last one stepped down. And so I threw my hat in the ring and thought, let's see what happens. And I absolutely love it.
Well, good. You got to love your job, right?
Yes.
And hey, let's talk to Jamie Mack. She's the assistant coordinator. And now I saw your bio and it said, I love the Christmas spirit. And basically that's really what this is all about, because we're raising toys. We're doing a toy raiser and cash as well. But we'll talk about, tell us about yourself a little bit.
I'm born and raised in the Flathead Valley. Kelly and I became friends a few years ago, and shortly after that, I was helping with Toys for Tots, which has been fun. It's always a whirlwind from November 1st until Christmas with Toys for Tots, and then not only getting your own family's Christmas ready, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
I want to ask you guys, now you both have family here in the Flathead, right?
Yes.
You're busy and busy and busy in the month of December. How does it affect family life? Let's start with you, Kelly.
It's chaotic. You're taking care of so many families plus your own family, and you just have to schedule everything in. Sometimes get up at 1 a.m. to do applications before you get your day started.
And geez.
You end the day doing applications, filling out forms, getting paperwork turned in, the shopping. It's completely volunteer work, and we put our full life into it.
How about you?
I don't wake up at 1 a.m. because that's just nonsense. But yes, scheduling, and last year I brought my littlest one with me to toy distribution. So I think finding ways to incorporate your own family into the volunteer work that we're doing, because then you still get to spend time with them.
Well, great. Well, thanks again for being here and getting us all up to date. The 75th anniversary. I can't believe it, for Toys for Tots. This year, there's a few changes, a few location changes. Kelly, what's going on?
We are going to be located at the Armory this year. It's just north of the Ford dealership here in Kalispell. We were just kind of in the way at the party store. Dennis was so gracious to allow us there for 2 years in a row, and he offered to put us elsewhere so he can keep his business going. So yeah, we talked with the Armory. We are going to be there this year. We're a little shorter on time than usual, so we're going to have to up our volunteer level to get everybody through this year, but that's a pretty big one. They have been so good to us about volunteering their time also at the Armory.
With the 75th year, you talked with me off the air about how the Marines are involved. In fact, got the whole thing started. What year was that again? Was that 45, did you say?
I'd have to subtract 75 from 2022.
Yeah, let's do that. We can't do that in our head right now. But yeah, I mean, a long time ago, they decided to get something going and start doing a toy drive, and you're keeping that going. That's what this thing is all about. We're going to do a big toy drive with the station here, the Be Broadcasting Radio Network, with our Be Broadcasters, and we always have fun with that. Different locations across, five different locations across the Flathead. What are the dates of that?
December 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Same places as last year?
Yes.
And they are able bodied Body Shop, the Blue Car Cow Wash, Car Wash. I said cow wash. I bet they do some cow wash in there if you ask them. Parkside Credit Union, Hanson's Hardware, Columbia Falls, and then the Valley Bank parking lot location. That's on Main Street in Kalispell. So we're back at the good old locations. And what happens at these locations?
Oh, it is so much fun. We have the trailer sitting there for the toys, and the DJs spend 48 hours in a little camp trailer. And everybody drops off toys. You can drop off money. It's just, you can stop and say hi. It's a lot of fun. You actually get to put a face with the name of the DJs.
We'd like to be called Be Broadcasters now, if you don't mind.
Pardon me. My political correctness didn't come through.
I'm kind of kidding there.
Only kind of.
So
only
at these Dropbox locations, or the toy drop locations, you can also bring cash. And what's that used for?
We take the cash to Imagination Station in Kalispell and Whitefish, and they know we are coming, and we go in there and we just buy them out on both locations. It is a lot of fun. If that's the one thing you volunteer for to help with that, it's a good time because you're going in there and you're just buying toys. You're actually putting your hands on toys that children are going to be putting their hands on Christmas morning. And it kind of creates a little bit of a bond there.
Well, we're
going
to get into more of this and talk about the great event that's coming up. And again, you guys are definitely involved with this thing. It's 7th, 8th, and 9th, 75th year for the Toys for Tots. In fact, started by the Marines back in the day. You've been listening to the voices of Kelly Hamilton and Jamie Mack. They're going to be back in just a couple minutes right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached UberBank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, again sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And this week in the studio, coordinator and assistant coordinator for Toys for Tots, it's Kelly Hamilton and Jamie Mack. Welcome back, you two. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the application for toy assistance first. A lot of people have heard about how this works, but go ahead and fill us in again.
The application is live on our Toys for Tots website, and you just go on and apply. We put some information about your kiddos, maybe some special wants, ages. We do ask that there, you know, you allow 48 hours for a reply. And then one of us will email you back with your distribution day pickup time. And then you come and pick up your kiddo. That application ends on December 12th. We have to have all of our applications in by December 12th.
Wow. So do they come right to the distribution center to pick up the toys, or do you distribute?
They come and shop at the distribution center at the armory.
How fun is that?
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's very emotional.
You've talked a lot in the past years about shopping at Imagination Station, but that has to be pretty special.
It is very special to see the joy in parents' eyes when they didn't think that they'd be able to get their kids anything for Christmas, and they come and they're overwhelmed by how much the community has supported. We're overwhelmed when we're stocking and counting toys that it's a fun time. If you haven't been there during distribution, you should come volunteer.
This is kind of your motto. It's toys in the hands of kids.
Yes.
You made sure we wanted to get that over the air. And that says so much just in that one little line.
Yeah, that is our sub-model for the Flathead Valley for Toys for Tots. It's toys in the hands of kids. Anytime things come up that we're not sure what to do with, we always stop and go right back to that toys in the hands of kids. Yeah. That's what our program is about.
You know, you guys talk about toys being purchased at the store. You have to be unwrapped, right?
Yes.
Correct.
And why is that? A lot of people ask you, why do they have to be unwrapped?
Because the parents come through and shop.
Right.
And so if they're wrapped, one, it's going to take volunteers time to unwrap them and then sort them. And we break out the toys by age groups. So it's quicker flow for when parents come through to shop.
Now, Kelly, you gave me some astounding stats a few minutes ago about how this has grown over the years. Just the last couple of years, actually, what are they?
The first year that I was with Toys for Tots, I wasn't officially with them, but I was helping out with them. We had 800 kids.
Wow.
I took over the program the next year and we had 2,100. Last year we had 2,257 and we distributed over 20,000 toys.
20,000 to 2,200 kids.
Which is why we don't wrap the toys.
Can you imagine the wrapping
paper? No.
You guys got a Facebook page too. I noticed that. I was just on that today. Tell us about your Facebook page, and you should probably share that page. Everybody that looks at it, go ahead and share the Facebook page.
Is it Toys for Tots Flathead Valley?
Yeah. No, Flathead County. Yeah, Toys for Tots Flathead County.
Flathead County.
But what will we see there? Just all the information?
That's where we're going to start lining out our events and things. Yeah, Toys for Tots, Flathead County.
Yeah.
That's where the dates are going to be posted, not just the website, but the Facebook page, because social media is so huge with getting information out there. So it's going to have everything we can get on there. People that want to donate, people that want to apply, people that want to volunteer. We'll have our Sign Up Genius link on there for volunteers. So we try to keep that just packed with information. It helps keep phone calls down, which we're spending our time with other things on. So yeah, visit our Facebook page, like it. You can even message us on there. We are pretty prompt about getting back to people.
Now, we always talk about our Be Broadcasting 5 locations, but you guys have had these Toys for Tots drop boxes out for a while. And how many of those are you going to have around the Flathead this year? I thought this was unbelievable.
It's a little over 185 boxes right now. And every day we get more requests online for boxes.
And all you have to do is request one.
Yes, you can email us. There's also, if you go to the Toys for Tots website for Flathead, there's a little drop site that you can apply that way. You can call us. However you can get a hold of us, we'll get you a box.
Well, it seems like volunteers needed again this year. And again, I think we mention this every year, how to become a Toys for Tots volunteer.
You can message us on Facebook. You can go to our Toys for Tots website and apply to be a volunteer. You could just email us at our Toys for Tots email or give us a call.
That'll be fun. And come and see us while we're on location. We love to see the locally made toys too every year.
Yes.
There's always a lot of this. If someone is making something and wants to do that again, how should they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, we do have a lot of handmade toys. Ed and Dusty are over 2,000 toys right now, I believe, that they're making. And then we have two other gentlemen that make wooden toys. We have quilts that come in for the little baby cribs, and we always put the little baby dolls in there and stuff. So yes, if you're interested in donating homemade things.
75th anniversary, Toys for Tots, and one more time, the location for distribution will be?
At the Armory, 2989 Highway 93, just north of the Ford dealership.
Well, we want to thank you two for being here and giving us all the information. And if anybody has any questions, how would they get a hold of you?
Go to our website. We're sending out the little white trains with all our information on them again. Your kids will be bringing them home from school. That we're going to send them to every audience we can get them to. Our phone numbers are on the website. Our email is on there. Go to the Facebook page. We try to be accessible as possible.
Thanks again, you two. Looking forward to working with you. And it's coming soon, so
yes. Get
ready, folks. It's the Toys for Tots Toy Drive. And we're listening to the coordinator for Toys for Tots, Kelly Hamilton, and Jamie Mack, the assistant coordinator. Thanks again, you two.
Thank you.
Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, archives available at kjjr.com. Have a great weekend. This is Focus on the Flathead.